Now, they were chased out of Missouri and Ohio and settled in Nauvoo, and they had to build another temple. And he says that when the temple is complete, I'm going to set the church in order. And he expected another manifestation of power even greater than they had in the Kirkland Temple. And so he made that interesting statement that he was going to set the church in order first. It needed to be set in order. Just like he kept complaining that people going out of order all the time. In the Kirkland Temple, he kept complaining that they didn't understand what he's trying to do, set them in the right order so heaven and earth could be linked. And then he was going to do the same thing in Nauvoo, but unfortunately he was killed before it was finished. And Brigham Young didn't understand the molecular principles, and so he did not have the knowledge to make the link. And so the link was never made, and the pillar of fire never came down upon the temple. And it says in the Doctrine and Covenants that if the pillar of fire, if the glory of God isn't manifest in the temple, that means it's polluted. And so there's just been one Mormon temple that has had that happen. That was the Kirkland Temple. But it's an example of the molecular power in manifestation. It can happen, and it's happened in our time. It's happened in the days of Jesus, and it's happened in other times in ancient history. But it's never been established, so it's continued, unfortunately. This is what has to be our next step, is to create the link in such a way that it will be firmly established. Yeah.
Is that also what occurred in the story told in, I can't remember, Circle of Levi?
In what?
Levi in the Book of Mormon, where the flames, he had the children gathered, and angels came, and there was the flames, baptism on fire.
Could have been. I'm trying to remember which account. Was that after Jesus came?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, it could have been. But, you can have miraculous occurrences without creating a molecule if you have enough faith, like the time they threw the three Israelites in the furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the furnace didn't burn them up. There's just three of them there. Or they threw Daniel in the lion's den, and they didn't have the molecular order then, but he had a lot of faith and was made a strong connecting link to his soul, which, and all souls are molecular. Yeah.
So when the Kirtland Temple experience happened, apparently there were enough people with sufficient soul contact for that to be able to happen? I mean...
Well, they were open at the moment. The important thing is how you're feeling at the moment, and right there at the moment, the people were very open to everything. And it wasn't very long after that people started grumbling about a lot of things, so then the lot of the powers didn't continue, but it could have continued.
Was it personality conflict?
They couldn't overcome glamours and illusions like that?
Well, yeah, there's always that, yeah. They had a lot of personality conflicts back in those days. But one of the problems that they've had in the past is the spiritual hierarchy learns by its own. They learn just like we learn, because they're Christ and his people are over certain things. The Ancient of Days and his molecules over certain things, and they all have their stewardships, and they're all learning about how to manage these things. And so they learn through trial and error also. And in the past, the spiritual hierarchy has assisted man too much. They assisted man way too much in Atlantis. They came and actually, a lot of spiritual hierarchy manifested in the flesh and actually worked with the people and taught them one-to-one and give them many inventions and technology. because the people weren't ready for it, they wound up destroying themselves. And so after Atlantis was sunk in the ocean, they thought, well, we helped too much. It's like helping a butterfly come out of a cocoon. It kills it to help it. It needs that struggle to be able to survive after it breaks out of the cocoon. So they concluded we helped too much. So they decided not to help quite as much. So instead of manifesting right with humanity, they made people exercise faith, and we had connections like Moses. And then after Moses, children of Israel didn't perform very well either, so they thought, well, maybe we helped too much again. And then they established the church through Jesus and all those miracles, and all those miracles didn't seem to do that much. And even with the Mormon church, they had quite a few things happen there to help establish the Mormon church and other works that they do. And each time they withdrew and they said, like, we still help too much. So this time they're not hardly helping at all. We're almost completely on our own, because if we solve these problems and build the molecule on our own, well, this time it won't be destroyed. Last time, if they help to create the molecule and then they withdraw, then the people don't appreciate the gift because they did not participate in putting it together enough, so it fell apart afterwards. And every time the molecule or spiritual work has been created, it's always fallen apart afterwards. It's happened again and again since the beginning of the history of the planet. But this time, we have to build it on our own, through our own intelligence and through our own revelations, without them coming and giving us a tremendous lift. Eventually the lift will come, but through the link that will be made with heaven and earth through the efforts of just people like you and me. And when that link is made, then the spiritual fire will come again and we will understand it. So we're not going to let it fall apart the next time. When just one molecule is established that does not fall apart after its founders die, that can be replaced by others, then it will be here permanently. And then the molecules will spread until this earth will become a paradise again. That's why things are progressing slowly. And whether or not it will happen before the end of my life, I don't know. If it doesn't, then I'll just come back and continue and continue until it happens. And hopefully we can do it before we pass away. Hopefully we can establish a molecule. And that's what we're going to talk about in the next. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll talk about how the molecule can be created.
JJ, just one more question.
Yeah.
If there's different kinds of molecules, then what kind are we trying to establish? What kind do we want to
establish? Similar to like a carbon atom.
A carbon? So we're doing the 12 with one overshadow?
But it's not an exact link. You know, we're not going to say we're carbon atoms. It's just carbon is a foundation of life, and the molecule of 12 is a foundation of the life of a all the molecules that are going to exist.
Carbon, of course, is not a molecule. It's an atom. But because it has an atomic weight of 12 with 12 particles in its center, it has a correspondence to the molecule, and it's interesting that it's also the foundation of life. Without carbon, none of us could have any physical life as we know it. There's probably no actual molecule that's an exact correspondence, because you have to remember in the law of correspondences, it's as above, so below, and so below as above, but with a twist. The correspondence is never exact. So we have to look at approximate correspondences, use our intuition, and calculate how the correspondence will play out.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So if you talk about 12, Christ had 12 disciples, male, how does that balance everything you talked about yesterday with male and female? Is there 12 males and 12 females that are part of that molecule?
Right.
Yeah, they're in Adam.
So you say 12, but you really mean 24.
Right, but like I said, one unit is a male and female. Right, you didn't deny that it's one unit. So male and female united is one human.
And that's one Adam.
Right, one human Adam, one complete Adam. Yeah.
Does that mean everyone has to be in one accord?
Right. And that's what we talked about yesterday, how important it was to, first of all, the male-female units have to be one.
Right.
And have to be in harmony with each other. Okay, then if you can get 12 of them and them be in harmony with each other in the soul, then you can have the connecting link between heaven and earth established. Yeah.
Okay. Joel, again, there's an interesting scripture in Genesis. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam.
Yeah.
So an Adam was a male and female,
right,
was blessed by God.
Have you ever heard that Adam had two wives?
Yeah.
He did?
Lilith was supposed to have been his first wife.
Right.
What happened to her?
According to legend.
She got thrown into the woods.
Thrown into the woods and tossed away?
Yeah, because she didn't like...
She committed adultery?
She didn't like... She didn't like obeying Adam. That's what I heard.
Yeah, and Adam kind of rejected her, I think, and he says, God would make me another wife.
Really?
Yeah. She wanted control because she wasn't made the way Adam. That's all apocrypha stuff. You don't know if there's anything to it or not.
She was made like Adam, so she wanted control.
She.
And so the next woman, he made Eve, and he made her out of dirt, out of a man's rib.
Well, where
and
have I been?
And it's called,
where have I been that I've never heard this story?
Oh, yeah.
You aren't listening.
I guess not.
That day off.
All right, so this is a break then, JJ?
Yeah, take a 10-minute break.
Okay.